Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF, and it was on this date back in 1774, delegates from each of the 13 colonies, with the exception of Georgia, which at the time was fighting a Native American uprising and was still dependent on the British for military supplies, met in Philadelphia as the first Continental Congress to organize colonial resistance to Parliament's coercive acts. The delegates included a number of future presidents, including John Adams and George Washington, and also a lot of notable figures such as John Jay of New York, who would be a future Supreme Court justice. The Congress was structured with the emphasis on equality of participants and to promote free debate. After a whole lot of discussion, Congress issued a Declaration of Rights affirming its loyalty to the British Crown, but disputing the British Parliament's right to tax it. The Congress also passed the Articles of Association, which called on the colonies to stop importing goods from the British Isles beginning in December of 1774 if the coercive acts were not repealed. If Britain was to not address these grievances in a timely manner, then Congress declared that it would reconvene in May of 1775 and the colonies would cease to export goods to Britain on September of 1775. And after proclaiming these measures, the First Continental Congress disbanded on October 26th of 1774. I believe it was Margaret Thatcher who said that if Britain was founded upon history, then America was founded upon philosophy. And I think a lot of our political philosophy can be seen when we look at things like the First Continental Congress. We see many of the ideas that would come to define America later, ideas such as equality and freedom of speech, and just generally the importance of free debate in a free society. By the time the Continental Congress would meet a second time in May of 1775, the American Revolution would have already begun and the British Army in Boston would already be meeting armed resistance. But this is really the time that we see the value of that early Continental Congress as the very first government of the 13 American colonies and later the United States. This first Continental Congress, which was composed of delegates from the colonies, met in 1774 up until 1789, and that was all in reaction to various British measures imposed on the American colonies as a response to resistance to new taxes and import laws, things of that nature. In 1775, the Second Continental Congress convened after the American Revolutionary War had already begun, and by 1776, it took a monumentous step of declaring America's independence from Britain. 5 years later, the Congress ratified the first national constitution, the Articles of Confederation, which would be the means by which we govern until 1789, when it was replaced by our current U.S. Constitution. And that's just a little bit about the First Continental Congress, which did meet on this date back in 1774. I don't actually have a whole lot to say about it, other than that it was important and that they met on this date way back when. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.